We're in the book of Numbers in our daily reading. Don't you love it? So interesting, right? It reads so fast. All those names and all those numbers. Well, I sure am glad I wasn't living back then, and I'm glad that I wasn't one of the leaders of the tribe. Because if so, I would have had to bring an offering, one silver platter. Now think about bringing this to church this morning. This is just one time. This is what they had to bring. A silver platter, a silver basin. You had to fill the basin with fine grain flour and moisten it with olive oil. You had to bring also a small gold container filled with incense. You had to bring one young bull, a ram, 1-year-old male lamb, and a male goat. What do you think about bringing all that in your truck? They didn't have trucks, huh? Okay, and then on the same day, you had to bring a peace offering, which was 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 1-year-old male lambs. Now, can you imagine getting all of them going in the right direction at the right time, rounding them up and getting them all in, and you as the leader of the tribe had to bring those to the tabernacle? I am so glad we don't have to do that, either for a dedication offering or for a peace offering, and that says nothing of a sin offering, which is even more. God knew what he was doing when he sent Jesus Christ. How many believe that, huh? Amen. If you have sin in your life this morning, just like that, what you can do easily is confess to God, make a confession, and then you can be forgiven right now, and you're white as snow, and you didn't have to bring all this stuff. Well, in reading in Numbers, you don't want to miss it, because there is some good stuff in there, too, that didn't apply to what they were to do then, but applies to us today. Because the same blessing that God told Moses to bring upon the people of Israel also belongs to us today, because all scripture is given to us for learning, for reproof, for instruction in righteous living. Amen. So this is our tidbit for this week. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you peace. And I thought, wow, that is so precious. I knew when I read it, I read it yesterday, I thought, that's a verse for today, no doubt. That's a Sunday verse, because that's a good one. Well, it's a good verse and it's precious, but when you look into the Hebrew words, as I really do encourage you, if you don't have a Strong's Concordance, get one. Honest to goodness, it just makes the word absolutely come alive. What does it mean? What does it mean for may the Lord bless us today? It means he kneels in an act of adoration to his people. Wow. Heck, can you grasp that? He did that when he sent Jesus, and he does it today and every day when we turn to him. He stops and he takes time for us. What does it mean that he's going to keep us and protect us? It means that he's going to hedge us about, to guard us, to protect us. He's going to attend to us, be circumspect of what's going on in our life. He's going to observe us and preserve us. He's going to save us and watch over us. I'll take that, will you? It's great to have a friend or a spouse that looks after you or a parent that looks after you, but it is really special when the Lord does that for us too. And what does it say? May the Lord smile on you and be gracious unto you. What does that mean? It means that he's actually going to shine upon us. He's going to illumine our path. He's going to give us light so we will know how to live. Gracious, it means that he's going to bend the knee, give us favor, and be merciful unto us. And then the last is so precious, because as you're in Israel, you hear this word all the time being spoken. As people part, as they bend together and they part, they say shalom, or peace be unto you. It means shalom, be well, be happy, be friendly, and give favor to. Let's stand and let's say this, and let's take it to heart as God wants this blessing upon each and every one of us this day and all week long. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Send an email to somebody this week. Yeah, send an email or write a little card and write this little blessing to them. Amen.